Yeah, we do.
All right, we are going to call to order the Wolf Creek Infrastructure Financing District. Today is June 30th. It is 11:11 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. For our call to order, if everyone on the call could state their name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. John, your chair, would you like to start?
Yep. Well, welcome to the meeting. We're going to be voting on a few things today. Don't know where you want to start.
State your name and who you are. Just
John
leave it.
Lewis,
Yep.
Chairman.
Shane Dunleavy, Vice Chair.
Jeff Reese, Secretary.
Matt Entz, District Counsel.
That is everyone I show. Christy Barker's back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. So
I
first
guess
up,
I
board,
should.
we have our board meeting minutes from April 12th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Did they look accurate?
I reviewed them, looked accurate to me.
Okay. We get a motion then, Shane.
Yeah, I make a motion to approve the prior board meeting minutes from June 30th. Oh no, that's not June 30th. It's
April
April
12th.
April 12th, 2025.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Jeff. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next item is the resolution. Matt, do you want to talk about it? I need to pull it up.
Like I mentioned, it's really straightforward. It authorizes John as the chair, gives him the authority to essentially decide on the timing, when to pull the trigger on removing UMB as the trustee and appointing Zions. Also authorizes John as the chair and also Shane as vice chair if needed to sign any documentation that's required. So very, very straightforward. We just wanted to check this box before we went any further down the road so that you can roll forward as soon as we know that it's gonna do what we need it to do.
I do have one question. The funds are currently held at UMB. I seem to remember there was some election as to the funds being held in either Goldman Sachs or JP Morgan money market account. So how does that roll? I mean, does that change?
So Zions will have its own options for how the funds can be held, and I'm sure they'll present those to us, but they'll have similar options for you to choose from as far as interest bearing.
All right. That was really my only question. If no one else has questions, I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution 2025-08.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Is there anything else we need to cover?
I don't think so.
No.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
I'll second.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, we are adjourned.
One thing I'll just throw out here, Michael, this is something we may want to talk to Zions about, is they're obviously eligible to hold PTIF funds. So that may be our best option when we
I
get
was just going to say same thing.